local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into hour number three on a Monday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, and making us part of your afternoon. The interaction today has been wonderful. Traffic tips, keeping your eyes out there for us, especially what's happening on I-10 eastbound right now as we come on the air. After the Channel 3 News update, there are still very heavy slowdowns on I-10 eastbound across the Escambia Bay due to a police situation. Not much details here. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office saying that they, along with Escambia Sheriffs and Florida Highway Patrol, are looking for a suspect in regards to a disturbance that originated in Escambia County. That is the all of the information that we know was taking place. So we did have unconfirmed reports from listeners that there are possibly guns drawn, a very heavy police presence near Avalon Boulevard on I-10. So that's partly the reason why there's been such heavy delays here this afternoon. Hopefully that will clear out here as we go through the 6 o'clock hour. Today, our top three stories. We start in Israel, where two hostages held by Hamas have reportedly been freed by Israeli military forces. The IDF announced today a wave of attacks had been carried out in Rafah, about 20 miles southwest of Gaza City, as part of a mission to rescue the hostages. At the same time, Gaza's health ministry says dozens of Palestinians were killed as a result. And with that in mind, the U.S. does not support Israeli military operations in Rafah until there's a plan to protect civilians sheltering there.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
That's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who was pressed by reporters following the attacks that led to dozens of Palestinian deaths. Miller says there needs to be a credible humanitarian plan before a full-blown military campaign goes forward there. And several reports say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston was transgender and had "Free Palestine" written on the weapon used in the attack. The 36-year-old is said to have entered the church yesterday afternoon wearing a trench coat and carrying a backpack and armed with a long gun. Two off-duty cops shot and killed the person, who was also accompanied by a 5-year-old child. Those are today's top three stories. I know it took a little bit of thunder there away from Austin, but, you know, it's what's going on here locally. So, Austin, what's happening on the roads?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. And yeah, Joe, I mean, it's no problem. There's not a ton going on the roads outside of I-10. We do have some issues if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Copter Road. We've got some backups there. No confirmation on a traffic incident. I know there's some construction in that general area, but I don't know how much of a role that'll be playing. We'll keep an eye on it, though. And then, yeah, the other talk of the town is I-10 eastbound. If you're traveling towards Avalon Boulevard, the congestion is slowly but surely kind of graduating downward, I guess.
Okay,
de-escalating. De-escalating, that's the word. It's gradually de-escalating, but it's still going to have you backed up well over Escambia Bay.
All right.
Cold air will be blowing in overnight, and it will be breezy. Low temperatures will be falling down into the low 40s for the area. As we look ahead to tomorrow, the sunshine is back. It will be cool and a little breezy in the morning. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Most of the week will be dry, but again, this upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Appreciate it, Alan. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. Tonight's low 42 with partly cloudy skies, sunshine, high of around 60 degrees tomorrow. Taking a look at what's happening here locally besides I-10 eastbound, a Pensacola woman arrested in connection with a fatal hit-and-run crash from January. Troopers say they, along with U.S. Marshals, were involved in the arrest of 38-year-old Sarah Nolan. Investigators say on January 26, she hit a 34-year-old man riding an electric scooter on 9.5 Mile Road and then left the scene as he was laying in a ditch. FHP adds the Toyota Prius had been abandoned behind trees on a vacant property and was discovered a day later. Sheriff investigators here in Escambia say one person was killed in a double shooting over the weekend. That happened last night at a home on Fields Lane near Bud Johnson Road. Deputies say when they arrived, two men had gunshot wounds and were taken to a hospital where one of them died. At this time, no arrests have been made and identities have not been available. Back to Santa Rosa County, where Sheriff Bob Johnson talking about a case involving a skeletal remain found in a shallow grave on Saturday. 53-year-old Jeffrey Bostwick had been arrested on Friday and now charged with murder after deputies made that discovery. Here's Sheriff Johnson.
Basically, we got a tip, and I believe it was an anonymous tip about a missing person. And when we went up to investigate, we got enough probable cause for search warrant, searched the individual's home, and we found weapons in the home, and he's a convicted felon. So we originally just arrested him on that. And then later on, we discovered a shallow grave, and so he's now arrested on charge of second-degree murder.
A female victim's name has not been released, and Bostwick is now held without bond in the Santa Rosa County Jail. Also in Santa Rosa County, there will be a change in the leadership there, as Devan Cook tells us he's stepping down as county administrator. According to a letter he sent to the commissioners, Cook is requesting to work through April 30th and to use accrued leave time through May 31st. He did not give a reason for his resignation, but says he appreciates those who have supported him over the last 2.5 years. It's anticipated that Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker would serve as administrator in the interim. That's a look at our local headlines. We'll be back in a few moments with state and national news on Pensacola Right Now.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Really only two things to report on at the moment. We'll start with North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards Copter Road, we've still got some backups there. There is construction going on in that area. No reports of a traffic incident of any kind, so I'm assuming it's because of construction there, but we'll keep an eye on it. And the biggest one of the evening is if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards the General Avalon Beach vicinity. That's going to have you basically backed up halfway over the Escambia Bay Bridge. And I did recently just get a caller that reported that they got through that area. There was over 20 cop cars. There was a drone. There were canines present. There was a car in a ditch with doors open. And there was another car, and there were people near that in blankets. So he described it as it looked like there's like a manhunt going on in that area. So we'll listen out for some updates on that as well.
You said people under blankets, like they're.
I thought he said it like people in blankets, as if like they were like they had like blankets around them, you know, like sitting there. You know how like in like Law
so
and
not
Order,
like they're covering up bodies.
Oh no, no, okay. I don't believe so.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, well, you know, it would very vague as it's obviously an ongoing situation here at Santa Rosa Sheriff,
right?
Saying that they, along with the Escambia Sheriffs and FHP, are working for to locate a suspect for something that happened in Escambia County. What exactly we are not sure right now. So I would anticipate at some point tonight getting more information from. I would imagine Escambia County if it's their case, but we'll just have to continue to see what comes out of there. All right, weather forecast, here's Alan.
Breezy weather overnight as cold air will be blowing in. We're looking at lows to be down in the low 40s. Nice cool down following a cold front. Highs upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine back in the skies, and for the most part this week will be dry, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We're at 60 degrees now, 42 overnight. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Florida businesses don't have enough workers, and one jobs expert says lawmakers could solve the problem by passing a simple universal licensing law. Here's Karen Curtis with more.
Florida businesses that require workers to be licensed report challenges in recruiting qualified candidates. Linda McMahon, who led the Small Business Administration under President Trump, says a universal license law needs to be passed this legislative session.
I mean, for cosmetologists, accountants, barbers, welders, electricians, a lot of those kinds of jobs where licensed workers are qualified from state to state, it should be recognized so that there's no delay in putting these people to work.
McMahon says Florida is one of 28 states that has not yet passed legislation to allow for universal licensing. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Thank you very much, Karen. In Port St. Lucie today, a Florida Highway Patrolman was laid to rest today. That's 26-year-old Zachary Fink, who was killed in the car crash earlier this month involving a semi along I-95. Governor DeSantis among those speaking.
His pursuit of a dangerous felon cost him his life. But there's no question that his actions saved the lives of other people.
And he was pursuing 30-year-old Michael Addison after the felon had sped away from previous traffic stop attempts. The man was clocked at speeds of around 140 miles an hour in a car that was not registered to him.
And former President Trump is back in court today for a hearing in his classified documents case in Florida. It's taking place behind closed doors in a secure room as the judge considers whether Trump's attorneys can have access to classified materials. Trump is facing criminal charges for taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House and is accused of obstructing justice by trying to hide said materials from government officials.
Anybody planning to vote in next month's presidential primary in Florida has just over a week to get registered. The deadline is February 20th to either register or change party affiliation. Florida, of course, is a closed primary state, meaning only registered Democrats and Republicans can vote in their party's primary. And that primary is on March 19th.
And two Florida Christian school students are living the dream after their mother refused to remove a bumper sticker promoting her OnlyFans page. Officials say that Michelle Klein previously had been banned from coming onto the Liberty Christian Preparatory School campus due to complaints from other parents. When she refused to remove the offending sticker, school officials reportedly expelled the two students.
All right, quick recap of today's top three stories before we get to our national update. Two hostages held by Hamas have been freed by Israeli military forces. IDF says they have continued a wave of attacks in Rafah, about 20 miles southwest of Gaza City, in an effort to rescue the remaining hostages. The U.S., meanwhile, does not support the military operations in Rafah until there's a plan to protect civilians sheltering there. And in the States, several reports say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston was transgender and had Free Palestine written on the weapon used in the attack. The 36-year-old is said to have entered the church wearing a trench coat with a backpack and armed with a long gun. Two off-duty cops shot and killed the individual, who was also accompanied by a 5-year-old child. Those are our top three stories today. Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute. After that, we're back with more traffic and weather reports and a recap of this year's Super Bowl. Where do you rank it among the best Super Bowls of all time? We'll talk about that.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden hosts King Abdullah II of Jordan at the White House today. The leaders discussed Israel's war in Gaza and the toll it's taking on civilians.
Every innocent life in Gaza is a tragedy, just as every innocent life lost in Israel is a tragedy as well.
King Abdullah called for an immediate ceasefire. A shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Texas is shot dead by police after she opened fire with her 7-year-old child in tow. Fox's William Lajeunesse reports.
She arrived in a trench coat and almost immediately began shooting from a concealed AR-15 with a Palestine sticker slapped on the stock. Now, two off-duty police hired as security immediately engaged her in the hallway. Police say she legally bought an AR-15 in December.
Police say the shooter had a long rap sheet and a history of mental health issues. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Carl Icahn is apparently a fan of JetBlue Airways. The activist investor, after today's market close, revealed in a filing that he has taken a nearly 10% stake in the low-cost carrier in the belief that the stock is undervalued and represents an attractive investment opportunity. Icahn intends to meet with the airline's management and directors about the possibility of board representation. Shares of JetBlue are soaring 15% in extended trading. In the day's regular action, stocks finished mixed. While both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell slightly, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 125 points to notch the Blue Chip Index's 11th new closing high of the year. If you're already thinking about tomorrow's breakfast, take note, Tuesday is IHOP's National Pancake Day. You can get a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes starting at 7 a.m. at participating locations, though a couple of states encourage you to make a $1 or more donation to the restaurant chain's month-long fundraising campaign to help people suffering from food insecurity. That's Your Money Now.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9% at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash from qualifying credit. PCI must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Many storylines will emerge from Super Bowl 58 as Kyle Shanahan choked another big game. The legend of Patrick Mahomes only continues to grow. Fans ran onto the field. Tony Romo's broadcasting blunders continued and more. But something that needs to be talked about is Deebo Samuel's pedestrian performance in the big game. Deebo's one of the more versatile players, and for him to be held to 41 total yards is unacceptable and a big reason why the 49ers aren't champions. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste to give your body the rest it needs to get that cold gone. Wake up refreshed, feeling relieved after enjoying the delicious flavor of NyQuil Severe Honey. NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
I've been a poor man and I've been a king. I've had my life and the world on a string. I've traveled many roads, but I'm so far from done.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So once again, only two spots to really touch on at the moment. We did have some backups if you were traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Copter Road. We got some construction going on in that area. That's the only thing I can assume that's causing some backups there, but it does appear to be dying down slowly but surely. The other spot where you're going to see issues, and this has been the talking point of the evening, if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Avalon Boulevard, we've got some backups that are still severe enough that they're going to have you backed up basically halfway over the Escambia Bay Bridge. I had a call in a little while back that said that there were a lot of cops on the scene, 20-plus cop cars with a drone, canines. There was a car in a ditch, with doors open. And there was another car with people, near it in blankets. And when I say in blankets, I believe the caller meant like sitting there with blankets like around their
keeping
shoulders.
Keeping them warm.
Yeah, keeping them warm and comforted. So it sounds like there might be a manhunt going on around there.
Yeah. Santa Rosa Sheriff spokesperson telling us that this was a case that originated out of Escambia County. We don't know the details on that, but both agencies, along with FHP, have been involved in this search for a suspect here. So that's all we know at this moment, but it does look like traffic is thinning out a little bit here as we approach 7 o'clock. Hopefully not terribly longer here, because it's been a better part of the show, right? I don't think it was in during the 4 o'clock hour, but pretty much all of the 5 and 6, right?
I think it was before.
Or was
five.
It in the 4 o'clock? Okay.
I think it may have been.
But yeah, pretty much most of, if not all, the show. There's that. Taking a look at our national headlines here, a new poll shows most Americans think President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC News Ipsos poll was taken after the special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses. It found that 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Biden is the oldest president to run for re-election. Donald Trump not far behind him, though, at 77.
And speaking of which, the White House is dismissing the concerns over the president's age.
President Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day. His age with experience and expertise is an incredible asset, and he proves it every day.
We knew the White House was going to take that stance. That was Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Biden's age and experience does make him an effective leader, highlighting legislative wins.
Also, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is putting in place an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for 20 more migrant shelters starting tonight. The move will impact roughly 3,600 people. The increase in curfews comes after city officials have linked various crimes to migrants.
And the Senate is moving ahead with a $95 billion aid bill for Ukraine and Israel, but its fate in the House is uncertain. The money, which is for Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion and for Israeli security assistance, passed a Senate procedural vote with the help of 18 Republicans in a rare Sunday session.
And a fast-moving storm has the Northeast on high alert.
We are really excited. We like to build snowmen. We like to have fun. We like to drink hot chocolates.
Not looking forward to the snow. It's a shame because it's been nice the past couple days, like the past week.
Yeah, so tomorrow's expected storm has prompted New York City and Boston to close public schools. Parts of the region are expected up to a foot of snow. 6:40 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. And Austin, as we think back to the Super Bowl now without football for several months here. Of course, though, as a Bears fan, the season really started last night. It is the year of the Bear officially. The Bears are on the clock for the number one overall pick. So I'm very excited about all of the draft coverage that's going to come here over the next several months leading to the next season. We have the Super Bowl in New Orleans next year, so three hours away. That's exciting to think about. Last time the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, I believe, was 2013, the 49ers-Ravens game, where the half the Superdome lost power.
Oh, yeah.
I know the easiest thing in the world to do is to be a prisoner of the moment, so I don't know where necessarily I put this Super Bowl on the all-time list, at least in terms of how long I've been watching, but any time you go to overtime, so obviously it's been a close game. The 49ers had their chances to kind of knock the Chiefs out early, take advantage of really good field position, a dominant defense, and a turnover. Couldn't do it. Kept Mahomes around, and he made them pay.
Yeah.
But very enjoyable. I'm not sure it's quite up there with the all-time classics, but I would much rather obviously have that one than say the Ravens Giants 2000 that was just a complete beatdown. But
or that that one from several years ago,
the Broncos Seahawks.
Oh well, yeah, that one was a blowout. Half the Super Bowls that the Broncos have made have been blowouts. I mean, the most lopsided one was Super Bowl, 24, 55, 10 against the Niners or something. But I was actually going to say the low-scoring one.
Oh, it was the Rams and the Patriots.
Rams and Patriots, Super Bowl 53. 13-3, it was competitive, but it's like you could tell one team had an edge as they pulled away, and it's like it was the lowest-scoring Super Bowl of all time, so that was lame. I think this one is top five, though. I mean, it's one of two to go to OT. Very stacked teams, both offensively and defensively. It's a blue-blooded franchise trying to get back over the hump versus a team that's a current dynasty right now that has what is clearly already and going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So pretty high-profile game here. And it was a rematch from a few years prior. So it's like there's a good storyline here and a lot of competitiveness that makes it a top-tier Super Bowl. I think the greatest has to be the other OT one, 28-3 comeback. I mean, and I think a lot of people would put Super Bowl 43 over this one too.
Yeah, on my short list, I would have the 28-3. You know, to be honest with you, like I don't remember that much about it. The one that comes to my mind when I think of best Super Bowls was Super Bowl 34 between the Rams and the Titans.
1 yard short. Yeah.
1 yard short. That one's on there. I think you got to put the David Tyree
helmet catch.
Giants Patriots. That's up there.
42. That was Super Bowl 42.
Eagles Patriots. I mean, because you had Nick Foles, you had a losing quarterback in Tom Brady throw for over 500 yards, and that was just completely back and forth all game long. And then the Eagles kind of pulled away late there. But, as far as entertainment, this one, and I think it's why, because you go over the course. Yes, the ending was good. The fourth quarter was good. But
it was
for the totality of the game, little slow there in the second and third quarter there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, biggest plays of the game were fumbles.
Yeah.
And Kelsey losing his temper.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I put Super Bowl 43 over it, because that one had big plays all throughout the game.
And that was the Steelers-Cardinals, right?
Yeah, because you had, before halftime, the pick six by James Harrison.
Fitzgerald had a big game. Antonio Holmes catch.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite play of all time. Yeah, I love that.
I'm not surprised. 6:45, what's the latest there on I-10 eastbound?
All right, yeah, because that's really all there is to report on now. Once again, traffic is starting to smoothen out a bit, but if you are heading in that way, that's I-10 eastbound traveling towards Avalon Boulevard. We still have some backups that are going to have you kept on Escambia Bay Bridge for a bit.
Yeah. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Breezy weather overnight as cold air will be blowing in. We're looking at lows to be down in the low 40s. Nice cool down following a cold front. Highs upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine back in the skies. And for the most part, this week will be dry, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR news weather forecast.
Feels like we've been in this thing now for about 3 weeks where during the week it's dry and then the rain is just on the weekend and only the weekends, and then it clears back out.
But I've noticed that too.
Alan, there's nothing he can do about that. By the way, talking about, Super Bowl host cities, I mean, I think, the NFL is, as quickly as they can, going to get back to Vegas. I would say, other than teams that build new stadiums, Vegas is going to have a Super Bowl kind of like Los Angeles every 4 or 5 years.
It's just a huge market, and that stadium's just unbelievable.
Yeah, good to see New Orleans. Like I said, that's going to be good to have it three hours down the road for the first time in a little over a decade. But I think you've got Miami, Santa Clara, Los Angeles, Atlanta. Should probably be a part of that rotation, and I think that the not to be a homer, but I think the NFL would really like if Chicago, like as they work on putting a new stadium in, giving them a Super Bowl. I'm not sure because, they go to the cold weather places, but it's usually one and done. They had Minnesota, Indiana, New York. New York was the open air one, but they used to say, hey, thanks for the new stadium. Here's the Super Bowl, and then we're going to L.A. or down south.
You won't hear from us again. Yeah.
All right, 646 here, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are striking across the U.S. on Valentine's Day. Drivers groups say that they're seeking fair pay, and this is the first strike call since Uber and Lyft went public back in 2019. So looks like in about 10 probably big cities, you would think, about 130,000 drivers. Their union says that drivers wouldn't provide rides to and from airports between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. So 3 hours there that airport travelers in those 10 cities will be on their own or calling up cabs.
And Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is going to have to testify in a probe by the SEC into his takeover of Twitter. SEC officials are investigating whether Musk, or anyone else for that matter, committed securities fraud that year as the billionaire began buying stock in Twitter ahead of his leveraged buyout of the company.
Survivors of the Lahaina wildfire are still suffering health issues half a year later, according to researchers at the University of Hawaii. According to this study, they interviewed more than 200 people who fled the fire zone to analyze the medical, emotional, and financial impacts that they face. 74% say that they have poor respiratory health. 55% say they have depression symptoms like suicidal thoughts or feelings of hopelessness.
And an elderly man who lived on a remote peninsula in Alaska has become the first known patient to die from Alaska pox. The virus, discovered in 2015 by scientists in Fairbanks, is thought to spread from rodents to humans, but Alaskan authorities believe that the victim contracted the disease after being scratched by a stray cat.
Pop culture notes today, couple of the commercials that caught my attention. Number one, the Dunkin' commercial with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady. So, of course, Dunkin' taking advantage of that with the sale of orange and pink tracksuits today, along with the fuzzy bucket hats. They went very quickly this afternoon. Also, the trailer for Wicked was released early on in the first quarter. Universal Pictures with the first look at the movie starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. And that is going to hit theaters, I believe, Thanksgiving 2024, if my memory serves right.
Wow. And yeah, Beyonce, she's set to release new music. This was announced, I believe it was in that whole Break the Internet commercial, because I think she ended it with saying something about releasing new music or whatever. The singer made the announcement Sunday during the Super Bowl ad and then posted to Instagram that part two of her Renaissance album would be out March 29th. And she released two singles from the project called Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages.
Yeah, finally, starting tonight, Jon Stewart is back part-time as host of The Daily Show. The former host returns to the desk through the November election, and he'll be hosting Mondays only.
Wow.
6:49, final break for us on a Monday, back with some wacky stories and good news on Pensacola right now.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a lot of conversation about the Super Bowl, the ads, the music, and the game itself. We also talked about the proposed self-defense against black bears bill that's working its way through the House of Representatives, and the very religious comments made by Sam Parker at the recent county commission meeting in response to somebody who was upset at him for former comments that he made, and Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson talking about a high-speed chase, a murder investigation, and church safety. You can find all of that at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Only one spot that we've been really following in recent memory, and that is I-10 eastbound if you're traveling towards Avalon Boulevard. We've still got some pretty severe backups there that's going to have you basically sitting over Escambia Bay, but it does appear to be smoothening out slowly but surely.
Breezy weather overnight as cold air will be blowing in. We're looking at lows to be down in the low 40s. Nice cool down following a cold front. Highs upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine back in the skies. And for the most part, this week will be dry, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Getting down to 42 overnight tonight. Sunshine for the next few days. Lower temps, though, around 60 tomorrow, 62 on Wednesday. Taking a look at some, before we get to the wacky stuff, just a quick recap of today's top three stories. Two hostages held by Hamas have been freed by Israeli military forces. The IDF saying they are doing their wave of attacks in Rafah, southwest of Gaza City, which the U.S. says they do not support the Israeli military operations until there's a plan to protect civilians sheltering there. And also, several reports say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston was possibly transgender and had Free Palestine written on the weapon used in the attack. The 36-year-old is said to have entered the church wearing a trench coat with a backpack and armed with a long gun. Two off-duty cops shot and killed the individual, who was also accompanied by a 5-year-old child. So, if you're just joining us, those are our top three stories today. Now, with some of the more wackier and good news stories making the rounds, this one's pretty fascinating in Canada. A brazen art teacher in Canada is being accused by students and parents of selling his students' artwork online, some pieces for over $100.
I'm extremely disgusted with this person. It's unbelievable. Is this the teacher asking for certain type of projects to be done to be able to, sell them?
This is something that they did, that they put their heart and their soul in the artwork. You know, they get an A, a B, a C, or a D on it, but he's getting $118 in his pocket.
Yeah, so parents believe that Mario Perron has listed multiple artworks for sale at several different websites.
What a bozo.
I don't know that this would necessarily be anything criminal, necessarily. I don't know. But, I mean, obviously, breach of public trust. You're a teacher, and so I'm not sure, because, the school district will fire him.
Well, yeah, but he's profiting off of somebody else's artwork. I mean, if I was taking artwork from somewhere and selling it, saying, hey, check it out. Like, on, websites that had my own name and promotion on it, it's like he's stealing their stuff.
But then there's, I don't know, I don't know. Maybe so.
At the least, he's a jerk.
Yes.
God's getting a lot of credit recently, whether it's in success, like winning the Super Bowl, or in failure, like this dude you're about to hear about. A 29-year-old man in Ohio named Carnell Gittens, who goes by Cloud for whatever reason, was arrested for trespassing outside of a library in Sandusky. It doesn't sound like Carnell was snooping or trying to break in or even vandalizing anything. He was just charging his phone at an exterior power outlet, but nonetheless, it was 1:20 a.m., and he just wasn't supposed to be there. When the police spotted him, he said it was cool because he cleared it with a higher power first. He told cops, quote, that he had checked with Christ and who gave him permission for him to be at the library after hours. I don't know how well that's going to hold up, man.
Yeah, I mean, next time I try to do something or go somewhere that my wife doesn't approve of, I'm
the
just
Lord
gonna try that and see how far that gets me there.
Good luck with that.
We hope this is fake and nobody's really this lazy. Somebody who works at McDonald's posted a video of a DoorDash order that came through for a single salt packet.
Oh, come on.
Of course, now you could usually pick those up for free at your local McDonald's, but if you ordered through DoorDash, you'd have to pay their fees and possibly a tip, although if this is an actual salt order, you're probably not leaving a tip. I just think you're just a piece of what. Now, some people think it was perhaps a mistake, and if so, okay. I don't know how that would be a mistake, or the employee just did it as a stunt to go viral. But there are a lot of restaurant workers in the comments that say they have seen these similar orders, like people ordering a single dipping sauce.
What jerks. Okay. Some good news here. Two 90-year-old twins just had a big reunion in Colorado and saw each other for the first time in 81 years. Excuse me. Their names are Marilia Chavez
Getting choked up just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's so sweet. And Andrea Lopez. They got split up as kids after their parents passed away, but found each other with the help of a DNA test. They both said that they never expected to see each other again. And I'll give you some more good news. Wake Forest is only losing by two or three points to number 9 Duke at halftime.
Well, on that note, we have gone full circle and gotten you everything you need to know.
Every single thing.
Landing on a high note, we had a 10 all the way through, and then we face planted on the dismount there.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll try to do better tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.